to me.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
But I'm here to tell you that Jesus rescued me. You know, when you read the story of Paul, which was Saul, and then he changed to Paul, he says, me? I am the least, my brother, of all the apostles. Don't give me no credit, because I was not good. I was a murderer. I was a persecutor. I attacked Christians, so don't give me no credit. But it's God. He says, everything that I got, everything that I know, I count that but rubbish for the excellency and for the knowledge and for the saving grace of God in my life. He find out that nothing works more than his soul. I'm here this morning to tell you, nothing works more than your soul. You make the sacrifice to come here today, and I hope you come because you know nothing worth more than your soul. That's the understanding. So we want here to learn that we don't go to feel good. Forget that feel good thing. Because we feel good in church or in this group here, but when we by ourselves, we might not feel good. So we're not going by 30 minutes of feel good. I want some knowledge. I want some understanding. I want to know how to navigate life. That's what I want. I want that. I want that understanding. So I come over to Luke now. Let's go into Luke. In Luke chapter 15, and I want to bring to your attention verse 3. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man, if you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he what? Find it. Now watch what verse 5 says. And when he has found it, he lay it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he come home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And then we get to verse 7. It says, I say to you, likewise, watch now, it says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. I want you to see verse 7, how God look at this gathering today. Help me, Holy Spirit, to bring the truth. So that we become wise. I want you to see how God look at us today in this gathering. He see us as what? The 99. He see us saved. So there's no rejoicing in heaven because we are here. I just want you to see. There's absolutely no rejoicing in heaven over us this morning because we are here. The rejoicing in heaven. We can make heaven rejoice because we are here. We only make heaven rejoice when we leave here up and find the one. That's when heaven rejoice. That's when heaven rejoice. So we think because we come to church, God is our own. We come to learn. We come to learn. We come to be strong. And then go. We come to be equipped. With the word, I'm equipping you. Then you can go. If you don't come, you don't get equipped. And if you don't get equipped, then you can't go. We got to put it in the right perspective. So we come to be equipped with the word. Now we get it, then we go. And go do what the Father says. We're going to get the word. We're going to understand it. We're going to live it. We're going to have proof of it. Amen? That's what we want. We want to have proof of it. So he says, that one sheep was important. Let's look at Luke again. Let's stay in Luke. And look at verse 8. In Luke chapter 15, verse 8. So it tells us how heaven is rejoicing. And how the shepherd is rejoicing. He's happy. Keep those two things. Heaven is rejoicing. The shepherd who finds that one is rejoicing. Because that's why the shepherd finds the one sheep. He called up all his friends. He said, look, man, I'm happy this morning. Well, I'm happy. I find my sheep that was lost. All right? Now, let's look at verse 8. He says, or what woman having, what, 10 silver coins, if she lose one coin, does not, what, light a lamp, sweep the house, search careful until she find it. Verse 9. And when she has found it, she calls, same thing here, all her friends, rejoicing with me, for I have found the piece which I lost. Same thing there. Okay, look at 10. Likewise, I say to you, there is what? Joy in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner. And he's not talking about 10 sinners. Just one. You wonder why? He doesn't say 100 sinners. He just saying one. 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 You are tasked with what? One. You are tasked to find one. You can't go to heaven without finding one. How could you go to heaven and you never find one? That's a sober thing. Just find one. He never tell you to find 100. He just said find one. So God look at us in here this morning collectively, but he also look at us individually. So I could also say now, the woman represent God. That woman in this parable represent God, the good shepherd. The one coin that was lost represents a sinner, an unrepented sinner. The 9 that she had saved represent the repented soul, us. Notice that she did not put the emphasis on us. On the 9 that she has. Oh, Jesus. The emphasis was not upon the 9, which represent us. The emphasis was on the 1 that was lost. The emphasis this morning should be upon the loss. The emphasis should be upon that one that is lost. And not upon the 9 that is saved. All of us that comes to know God, we say, we're going to heaven. But what about that one that is not here this morning? What about that one that is not here this morning? We notice in both parables, there was a relentless pursuit. The shepherd was what? Relentless. Until he find the one. You have to possess a relentless pursuit in order to find that one. Don't think you're just going to lolly-dolly and find that one. So in a big old crowd, there's one there. And if you continue, you run right into that one. And it's that one you want. What I want is not a whole big crowd. I just want one. That one. So I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm just looking for one. Just one. Hallelujah. I just need to find one. When I find that one, then rejoicing starts. But in order for that, I got to possess relentless pursuit. Number two, I have to have the right attitude. Ooh. I have to have the what? The right attitude. What about my attitude? How do I look at the loss? How do I look at that woman that is lost? That man that is lost? What is my attitude? So I know if I'm going to win, I'll find that one. I must cultivate the right attitude for the loss. And number three, my love for the loss must be right. My love for that lost soul. I have to have love, abundance of love. For God so loved the world that he gave. For God did not send his son while we were righteous. Oh, so I'm going to get your attitude right. For God did not send his son when we were good, when we were righteous, but he sent his son when we were wretched to die for us. So his attitude was right. His pursuit was relentless, was right. And his love was right.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.